You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey, Bold and the Beautiful fans, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and May Sweeps kicks off this Thursday, April 25th. There is always huge action in Sweeps, and we've got five big predictions for the next few weeks that cover Sweeps. I cannot wait to share them. Please click subscribe if you haven't, and let's dive in. We've got predictions for Sheila and Steffi, for Thomas and Hope, for Finn and Steffi, for Steffi and Liam, and for Zindi, RJ, and Luna. And in case you don't know, Sweeps is big for a very important reason. It pays the bills to keep your favorite soap on the air. The soaps put up really, really hot stuff to drive up ratings because how many viewers they draw in during Sweeps determines ad rates for the next quarter. Sweeps are four times a year, February, May, July, November. So sit back and enjoy the excitement as the CBS soap cranks up the heat to make more money. Let's dig into our top predictions and what we're hoping to see during Sweeps, which runs April 25th all the way through May 22nd. My first Sweeps prediction, I think Thomas and Hope are going to reunite, but there's another obstacle ahead because I really feel like Ivy Forster is going to be part of their reunion storyline. We know Ashley Brewer is coming back as Ivy. We don't know when, we don't know the storyline, but since we're heading into Sweeps, it makes sense, right? Thomas Forster is off in Paris, and Hope is wasting her time patting Finn on the back and telling him what a great dad and husband he is. And, you know, she is sitting around dressed like a realtor, or I don't even know, a travel agent, when she was looking so wild and sexy and gorgeous. And this is not back to her little house on the prairie stuff that she was wearing before, but it's very weird. And it's not that new, more into herself Hope that I was enjoying. And I am not seeing any romantic spark between Hope and Finn. Also, she flat out said to him that Liam wasn't a good husband, but she did admit he's a good dad. So no signs of a Hope and Liam reunion either. To me, it looks like the spark that Thomas lit in Hope kind of died when he left. But I do predict Thomas comes back, possibly with Ivy, and that may light a real fire under Hope that she needs to get busy and get her man back before she loses him for good. You know, she always felt so secure that he wanted just her, but Ivy had a huge crush on him back in the day. And if Ivy's in the mix, it could be a real reality check for Hope in Sweeps. Our second prediction for Zindi, RJ, and Luna. As much as I'm not enjoying this storyline, I do expect it to amp up in Sweeps. Things don't look very good for Zindi Forster at all. The Forsters and the Logans this week rally around RJ like he is the victim. He's not. Luna is the victim of her mom's dirty secret little drug habit, not meds, illegal medications of some sort. So I'm really worried that Zindi might be fired. I can totally see RJ running and whinging to his parents about how Zindi took my girlfriend and them letting Zindi go because he made their little baby Popeye upset. There just is rarely respectful or engaging writing for Black characters on B&B, and that's more of what I'm expecting for Zindi, honestly. But I could see Luna advocating on Zendaya's behalf to keep his job at Forster Creations because he didn't know that she was drugged. You know, this was just this weird incident. And if she does advocate for them not to fire Zindi, of course that would upset RJ. And as for RJ, honestly, I wish I could predict him leaving town, but since he's a Ridgebrook spawn, I doubt it'll happen, so I'm not even going to get myself excited about the prospect. My third prediction, I think Finn and Steffi are going to hit a serious rough patch in Sweeps. If Sheila Carter was really dead, they'd probably be just fine. But as viewers know, and Deacon is very close to figuring out, it was definitely Sugar, aka Janet Weber, who died that night, not Sheila. What's funny about them using the last name Weber is Robin Mattson, who originally played Sugar, played Heather Weber over on General Hospital. So I think it's a little nod because because she was Heather before she ever played Sugar. This week, Deacon digs in and finds out Sugar is not in jail as Lauren thinks she is, and that's because she's a pile of ashes in an LA area crematorium. And by Thursday, Deacon's got Fenn convinced, and that's day one of sweeps. And then the second day of sweeps this Friday, the two men are out searching for Sheila. And Steffi Forster is going to lose her mind when Fenn buys what Deacon is selling. And even worse, when they actually do find Sheila, as I'm certain they will in sweeps, Fenn is going to be glad his bio mom is alive. And I bet he is not going to agree to cut her out of his life. This death scenario has changed his mindset, and I think that's really going to mess with their marriage. My fourth prediction. After her resurrection, I feel pretty certain that Sheila Carter may come and taunt Steffi. No doubt, Fenn and Deacon are going to tell Sheila that Steffi stabbed Sugar to death, thinking it was her. Sheila is probably going to be stunned that Steffi was 100% willing to homicide her, you know, stabby, stabby, psycho style. And we all know how crazy Sheila is. So I could totally see her getting into Steffi's face and laughing and saying, "You'll never be rid of me." I mean, realistically, Steffi cannot get away with stabbing Sheila twice. She's lucky she wasn't charged with murder, since that person she killed in her home was unarmed. But also, Sheila might even rile up the LAPD making statements. You know, she could tell them that Steffi came to her house that same day and assaulted her and threatened to kill her and then stabbed her lookalike. I am certain Sheila is going to have a thing or two to say about Steffi trying to take her life, and Steffi's not going to like any of it. And if Steffi threatens her life again, that could be something Sheila takes to the cops. So this could get really messy. My fifth and final prediction, Steffi and Liam. Steffi and Liam are showing all signs of leaning into each other, and Sheila being found alive, I think, is going to be a tipping point in May sweeps. We just saw on a recent Bold that Liam was gushing to Steffi about their love. He said, "We were extremely close and fiercely in love." He said that kind of love just doesn't die. And neither does Sheila, apparently. So when Fenn goes off chasing his nine-toed bio mom, I am certain Steffi's going to turn to Liam to vent. And then once Sheila's found, Liam's going to be right there reminding Steffi that she will never be safe while she's with Fenn. And this time, Steffi might really listen. At a very minimum, I can see Steffi turning to Liam for comfort, things getting out of control, them hitting the sheets. You know, she's hidden kisses with Liam from her husband, Fenn. And by the end of sweeps, Steffi may have something else to hide from him, too. We'll see. Be sure to tune in for sweeps as all this action heats up. And in the end, I predict a couple of reunions for couples in May: Thomas and Hope, Sheila and Deacon. Maybe also a Fenn and Steffi split. And if Liam could make it happen, a Liam and Steffi reunion could be a third. We'll see. Come back soon. Drop your comments on these predictions and definitely subscribe if you have not. And as always, I'm your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.